Aloha, beautiful soul. You're listening to the Uplifting Podcast. I'm your host, Randy Lee. I am a soulful business coach and public speaker who is obsessed with human design and continuous growth and evolution. This podcast is for the soul-driven woman who is ready to energetically align with the highest version of herself so she can make quantum leaps in her life and business. My mission is to help you uncover your naked truth, the real you when you strip down all the conditioning and limiting beliefs around who you should be, stop making excuses, and step into your true power. Each week, I bring you powerful conversations with women who are taking up space and owning their zone of genius, as well as solo episodes from me to support your journey to live an authentic life. If you're ready to liberate your true self and uplevel all areas of your life and business, then you've come to the right place. Thank you so much for pressing play. Now let's find out what's uplifting you today. Did you know that most online coaches, 80 to 90%, never hit the six-figure mark? The average income for a life coach is $30,000 to $40,000 a year. That breaks down to only $2,500 to $3,000 a month. But I know if you're listening to this podcast, you're not going to settle for average. You're here to do big things and to make a massive impact. But that takes having the proper resources and support along the way, which you can't do if you're struggling to pay your bills. That's why I'm on a mission to help women like you bust through these glass ceilings so you can increase your income and impact. Why do most coaches struggle to make more than $3,000 a month? One of the biggest mistakes is only offering private coaching. Private coaching is essentially trading time for money. When you trade time for money, there's always going to be a limit on how much income you make because you only have so many hours in a day. This is why it's so important to create offers that are scalable and have multiple revenue streams in your business. When you create a small bite, medium bite, and large bite offers, you create opportunity for more people to work with you at different investment levels while also valuing your time and energy. You're also able to stack your income, generate more profit, and create more time freedom. One of the things I'm known for is helping my clients create incredible offers in their business that sell out. But I don't want to help you create just any offer. I want to help you create an aligned offer that stands out from the sea of other coaches. I want to teach you how to become a money magnet just by being your authentic self and speaking your truth. And that's exactly what you're going to learn at Align Offer Creation Method Masterclass. In this two-hour masterclass, you will learn the importance of alignment in creating offers that sell out, how to break through income plateaus in your business, how to create scalable offers using my Align Offer Creation Method, and so much more. If you're ready, go to the link in the show notes now to register for this two-hour masterclass on Wednesday, February 3rd. I can't wait to see you there. Aloha, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Uplifting Podcast. Today, I want to talk about the wisdom that is found in our open centers. If you don't have your human design chart handy, go ahead and grab it now so that you can get the most out of this episode. If you're new to human design and have never downloaded your human design chart, go to the link in the show notes now to download your chart for free. The reason I want to talk about the wisdom in our open centers is that there's a really big misconception out there that your open centers are weaknesses. This could not be further from the truth. Let's dive into what open centers are, how they're different from our defined centers, and then we're going to go through some of the non-self themes. These are like indicators that we're out of alignment in our open centers. We're going to talk about what alignment looks like, because when we're in alignment in our open centers, that's how we gain wisdom from these centers. And then we'll talk about specifically what the wisdom is that you can gain from the different nine energetic centers if you have them open, and talk about how you can apply that in your business. So if you're looking at your human design chart, the open centers are going to be the shapes that you see within your human design chart that do not have any color within the center. So the center itself is white. You might see black or red lines coming out through the gates, but the center itself is going to be white. Those are going to be your open or undefined centers. When we're talking about open centers throughout the conversation today, I use those terms interchangeably, but really there is a difference. Open centers are going to be the ones that have no lines coming off of the center. There's absolutely no definition within that center. No gates are defined. Undefined center is going to be a center where the center itself is not defined. You're going to see the center itself is white, but you have gates that are activated, gates that are defined. So you'll see a black or red line coming off of one of the gates from that center. For the conversation today, it doesn't really matter open or undefined. The wisdom from having it open or undefined is going to be the same. If you do have a totally open center, you might just experience more conditioning in that center. Your defined centers are going to be the centers that you see colored in on your chart. So let's talk about the difference between defined and open or undefined centers. Your defined centers are where you generate your own energy. In these spaces, you show up consistently. So you can think about your defined centers like the sun. The sun is always the sun. It always shows up the same way. There's never a half sun, a quarter sun. It's always the same. Even at night when we can't see the sun, it's not that the sun has changed or gone away. It's still there, burning its energy, doing its thing, generating its own light. This is the same as your defined centers. They are always consistently you. You show up the same way in these areas. You're generating your own energy. Because of that, these are very much your natural strengths, things that come very easily to you. Because of that, often the areas where we have a hard time seeing ourselves, seeing that true power, we think, oh, well, doesn't everybody do it like that? But the truth is, not everybody has the same definition in their human design chart as you do. So you are going to do things, you are going to express things in a unique way. In our defined centers, we can often have this fear of being too much, of really stepping into that power, into those natural strengths, and owning that and fully expressing our truth and our power. In your open or undefined centers, like I said, these are going to be the centers that are white. So instead of generating your own energy, you are reflecting and amplifying energy in your open or undefined centers. This energy very much is like the moon. It's inconsistent, right? Like the moon doesn't always look the same. It doesn't always show up the same. And that's because it's reflecting the light from the sun, right? This is the same as your open and undefined centers. They are reflecting energy instead of generating their own energy. They're reflecting and amplifying energy from those around you who have those centers defined. You can also be picking up energy from the cosmos in your open or undefined centers. These areas are really areas of deep wisdom. Your open centers are where you hold space for other people's energy. So because of that, you can see people really deeply in these spaces. Our open centers can be areas where we are much more prone to conditioning. This is because we don't show up consistently. We're not generating our own energy there. So we can feel like there's something wrong with us, something that we need to change. It's like that feeling like, oh, if I could just do this, if I could just fill in this one area, then I would have it all figured out. Then I'd finally have certainty. I'd finally have the answers. I'm sure you've experienced this in your life, this feeling of not being enough. This is where this misconception comes from, that our defined centers are our strengths and our undefined or open centers are our weaknesses. And that is not true. There's actually nothing that is good or bad, better or worse when it comes to the human design system. Your human design chart is absolutely perfect for you. No one else will ever have the exact same chart and express it in the exact same way as you do. And that is your superpower. So true alignment really comes from owning who we are in our defined areas. And if you're a reflector and you don't have any defined centers, you still have definition in your chart. What is consistently you is going to come from those gates and from the lines in your chart, specifically your profile, and then the variables, the arrows that you see at the top of your chart. These are going to be the things that are consistently you and that are your natural strengths. If you're a reflector, just because you don't have any defined centers does not mean that you do not have any natural strengths. True alignment is owning those natural strengths, really stepping into the power of our design, owning who we are consistently, and then letting go of who we are not consistently, letting go of that pressure to show up the same way, to show up like everybody else does, and really give ourselves permission to lean in to the natural state of being that is within us. When we can do this, this is when we gain deep wisdom in our open centers. Because like I said before, this is where you hold space for other people's energy. And especially if somebody has that center defined and you have it open, they can have a hard time seeing those strengths, seeing what's, you know, coming very naturally to them in that center. But you, with having that open, can see that so deeply. You reflect it, you amplify it. And so this is so powerful, but we can only get to that space when we let go of feeling like we have to attach ourselves to the energy that we're experiencing in our open centers. Because the truth is that the energy that you are experiencing there is not yours. You're simply reflecting it. You're simply here to receive that energy instead of generate that energy. You're here to hold space for that energy there. And this is what's so powerful. In order to get there, we really have to clear out the conditioning. So I want to talk about non-self themes in your open or undefined centers, because these are going to be basically indicators that you are not in alignment in these centers. If you see that you are acting or you are making decisions from one of these non-self themes, then you are out of alignment. This is going to be a really great opportunity, invitation for you to dive into the deconditioning process in that open or undefined center so that you can clear out all the conditioning and really be able to hold space, really be able to tap into that wisdom that is available for you there. The head center is responsible for ideas, thoughts, inspiration. Non-self themes here are really about searching for inspiration, searching for answers. So it's like, I need to find the inspiring. Where can I go to find the answers? Who has the answers? Feeling this pressure to try to make sense of things. Feeling super inspired all of the time and feeling the pressure like you have to act on all of it. Your mind center or your ajna is responsible for mental certainty, forming opinions, gaining insight. It's our mental awareness center, and it's processing and filtering everything that comes through the head center and deciding what energy needs to be pushed to the throat. So the non-self themes in your mind or ajna center is really around searching for certainty. So it's feeling like I have to figure this out. I have to know the answers. I have to make this new idea a reality in my life. I better not share this idea, this thought, this opinion, because people are going to think I'm strange or crazy or weird. Your throat center is the center for communication and manifestation. The non-self themes of the throat center are around trying to get attention, trying to be seen, trying to be heard. So it's like, where should I go to get the attention that I want? Is anyone noticing me? Is anyone seeing me? Maybe if I do this, if I say this, if I act this way, then I'll get noticed. If I initiate this conversation, I'll get the attention I deserve. I don't feel seen or heard or recognized, so I'm going to speak out. They didn't hear me, so I'm going to speak louder. I'm going to speak my mind so I get the attention I deserve. The G center is responsible for our sense of identity, purpose, and love. Our non-self themes here are about searching for that sense of purpose and lovability, that sense of identity. So it's like, who am I? Where should I go to find out who I am? Who's going to love me? How can I find them? Where can I find them? What should I do to figure out my life's purpose? Why do I feel so lost? Your heart or ego center is responsible for willpower, our desires, and our sense of worthiness. The non-self themes here are really around feeling like you have something to prove, whether that's proving something to other people or something you have to prove to yourself. This can be like, I better do this because if I don't, I won't be worthy. I have to be in control. I have to be brave. I have to pump myself up to feel good about myself. I have to prove how valuable I am. If I just do it like this, if I just make this promise, then they'll see how wonderful I am. If I show them how trustworthy I am, then they will like me. I have to prove that I'm in control. Your splenic center is your physical awareness center, and this is responsible for our intuition, fears, immune system. So a lot of the non-self themes here are centered around different types of fears because this is the center where our fears live. It's feeling like, let's not do that because I'm afraid or I'm fearful when I think about doing that. It's afraid to do things because you might make people upset. It's afraid of criticism. It's afraid of taking responsibility. It's afraid of what the outcome might be. It's afraid of failure. All of these fears really live here. Your emotional solar plexus is your center for emotions, and it's also a spiritual awareness center. The non-self themes of the emotional solar plexus are related to avoiding truth and confrontation. It's feeling like, let's not go there because I don't want to deal with confrontation. Let's not say that because it might make someone upset. Let's say it like this so it doesn't hurt anyone's feelings. Let's be really nice and smile a lot so they like me. It really is seeped in people pleasing and prioritizing the emotions of other people over speaking your truth. Next, we have our sacral center, which is the center for work, life force, energy. If you have this open, you are either a manifester, a projector, or a reflector. The non-self themes here are all around not knowing when enough is enough. It's all about like pushing and trying to get work done. It can be like, let's keep working. We just really need to get this done. I just need another cup of coffee. We can do that. Not a problem. I'm not tired yet. I can do it all myself. Boundaries, what are those? Then finally, we have your root center, and this is a pressure center, and it's the pressure to get things done, to start something new. It's the center for growth, evolution, personal development. Non-self themes here are all about feeling like you can't give yourself permission to relax. You feel this pressure to be pushing and be go, go, go all the time. This can look like, I better hurry up and get this done. I need to be needed. Where can I go to be needed? Where's my passion? What am I passionate about? I feel like a new experience. I should initiate a new experience. I have to get this done. I don't want to waste any time. What am I going to do to better my life? What am I going to do to better myself? So if you're acting from any of those non-self themes, then you're acting out of alignment. So how we want to be interacting with the world is following our strategy and authority. I believe I've talked about that in previous episodes. If I haven't, I will do a more detailed episode about strategy and authority. I'm going to go back and look and see if I have. I'll link those below so you can listen to those. But let's talk about what alignment in these open centers actually looks like. Because we talked about what it doesn't look like. But let's talk about what it actually looks like. In your head center, being in alignment looks like working to clear mental pressure, only thinking about what matters to you, using your strategy and authority to make decisions, and channeling advice and inspiration and trusting in divine guidance and timing. In your mind or Ajna center, alignment looks like being open-minded, being able to hold multiple perspectives, choosing your beliefs intentionally, not attaching to opinions, and knowing that ultimately nothing is true. In your throat center, alignment looks like holding space for conversation and observing, allowing whatever voice wants to speak through you to speak. You are really here to receive that message instead of having to force it. So it's channeling the perfect words for those around you and allowing manifestation to happen instead of forcing it. Remember, our open centers are really here to receive that energy instead of generate it itself. For your G center, your open G center, alignment looks like letting go of the pressure to use labels to identify yourself. Letting go of the identities that no longer serve you. Focusing on what is correct for you right now. And knowing that you are inherently lovable and do not have to change anything about yourself to be successful or to prove that you are lovable. For an open heart center, alignment looks like allowing what you desire to flow to you instead of feeling like you have to force or push or prove that you are worthy of it. It's opening yourself up to receive, knowing that you are worth it, even if you don't feel like it. So you are worthy, even if you don't feel like it. You are worthy regardless of what you do, regardless of how much effort, how much willpower you have. You are inherently worthy. And so alignment looks like trusting that you can be successful without having to force and charging your worth and valuing your time and energy. For the undefined emotional solar plexus, being in alignment looks like allowing yourself to experience a wide range of emotions, but not attaching to any of them. It's moving the emotional energy you're feeling in your body when necessary and helping others process their feelings. It's also observing the emotions of others and not taking them on as your own or feeling like you have to try to fix them. For the splenic center, alignment looks like allowing your intuition to speak to you in multiple ways. With you having it undefined, you're going to experience your intuition in many different ways. So allow that to come through and not feel pressured to experience it one particular way. It's letting go of what's no longer serving you and not trying to provide safety or security for others or searching for it for yourself. It's letting go of the fears of others and feeling the fear and doing it anyway. For the sacral center, alignment looks like having strong boundaries around your time and energy, charging your worth and valuing your time and energy. If you have an undefined sacral, you're not designed to work a typical 9-to-5 job. You thrive better working in shorter bursts. It's understanding that you don't need to exchange time and energy for money. The role that you're here to play is so much deeper than that. So it's important for you to prioritize rest and energy management. And finally, the root center, alignment looks like allowing yourself to rest when you feel like it, regardless of your to-do list. It's not feeling lazy or guilty for honoring the cyclical nature of our root center. Our root center is not designed to be go, go, go all the time. Take time off to rest and relax, and then use deadlines and external sources of pressure intentionally to create productivity. Finally, let's talk about the wisdom that comes from your open or undefined centers. With your head center, if you have that open or undefined, when you do this deconditioning work and really get into alignment, you'll be able to see and hold space in the center and see what inspires other people. See their thoughts, their ideas. If you have an open mind center, you can see other people's limiting beliefs, their opinions that are holding them back. You can guide them in finding certainty. If you have an open or undefined throat, you can see other people's message. You can see how other people use their voice, how other people communicate. You can provide speaking tips, guide people to really see their message and bringing that forth. For the G center, you see other people's purpose, their identity, what makes them lovable. This can be especially helpful in coaching if you are guiding people in discovering their purpose, because you're going to hold space for that with your open G center. If you have an open or undefined heart center, you can see other people's worth and value. You can also see where they're pushing and forcing. And in your emotional solar plexus, you can see where other people are emotionally and can help other people process their emotions. In the splenic center, you can see what other people are holding on to, what's unhealthy for them, their fears, their intuition. In the sacral center, you can see what lights people up. You can also see where they're out of alignment with work. In the root center, you can see what other people are motivated by and where they're not allowing themselves to rest. All of these undefined centers have so much power when we can allow ourselves to let go of the expectation that we have to show up a particular way, or we have to show up like everybody else. And one final note that I want to make is that even our defined centers can experience conditioning. Just because you might have a lot of your centers defined and you only have a few open or undefined centers, that does not mean that you will not experience different challenges, different shadows. But our shadows are not something we need to be ashamed of. They're not something that we need to try to avoid, that we need to try to get rid of. It's actually through shining light on our shadows, bringing that awareness to our shadows, embracing them, that we discover the gift, that we're able to elevate ourselves into that higher frequency of that expression. I hope this resonated with you. I hope that you found a lot of wisdom, and this gives you permission to be your true and authentic self and lean into those gifts, those natural strengths that come from your defined centers, but also come from your open centers when you can hold space for other people's energy there. When you can allow yourself to see other people there, that's really where that source of wisdom comes from. I will see you all in the next episode. Aloha. Thank you so much for sharing a piece of your day with me. I know you could literally be anywhere else doing anything else, so the fact that you've chosen to be here with me means the world. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. My favorite thing is connecting with you on Instagram. So come follow me at I Am Randy Lee and take a screenshot of this episode to let me know what resonated with you the most or what your biggest takeaways are. You can also rate and review the podcast on iTunes, which helps get the podcast heard by more people. I personally read all of the reviews and love hearing how I can continue to improve this podcast for you. Don't forget that you are uniquely made, and that is your superpower. Until next time, stay uplifted.